What's up, friends? I'm here in the breaks with Sama Alam Naylor from Sentry, Senior Developer Advocate. Let's talk about the levels of error monitoring. So let's talk about error monitoring with medium to large-ish teams. And I don't even know how to quantify that necessarily to say maybe it's a team of 5 or 8. Maybe that's a medium team. Maybe a largest, medium to largest is like 20 plus, 50 plus engineers. You got multiple teams. You got multiple services. You got multiple disciplines within the engineer organization. How does Sentry go from indie dev, solo application developer, or a small team to scaling to support larger to mid-sized teams? What changes?
So it's interesting that you mentioned microservices. And often these days, when you have larger teams or you have multiple teams in an organization working on a product, you will have your application split out into little projects, different repos, microservices. And sometimes it can be difficult to know where an error is coming from, for example, if you just send all your errors to one place. And sometimes it might be difficult to know where the error started and where the error finished up. But what's really good with Sentry is that we have this concept called tracing. With Sentry tracing, you essentially connect your back and front ends together. If you want to know the details about it, it's through an HTTP header. And that's how Sentry will trace your requests from one service to the next, from the back end to the front end. And so in the Sentry app itself, you can physically trace what happened from where the request originated on the front end, then all the different services that the request passes through to, and then back to the front end, and then be able to identify exactly where the problem happened and exactly what in the front end triggered it or what in the back end triggered it. You can view the source codes and the stack traces all related to it. And then what you can do is, based on where the error came from, you can then automatically assign those issues to particular members of particular teams, using things like maybe custom tags or other kind of identifiers on the issue itself. And so it helps you triage, like Sentry gives you that separation, yet also brings it all together to help you understand the bigger picture, the smaller things about what went wrong in like a fine-grained way, and then allows you to configure the app itself to perform particular actions depending on what happened. You know, like a lot of the time, large teams can actually get inundated with a lot of noise. I remember working for a company where we had two teams, a back end and a front end team, but everyone was getting every single error from everywhere. And so what happens eventually is you ignore all of the errors. Oh, it's failing as expected. It's just noise. It's getting in the way of my day-to-day coding. But if you are more selective about the types of alerts that you send and that you receive as someone who's doing a particular job, you'll be less likely to ignore them, more likely to address the root cause. And then eventually you will have no alerts and no bugs and your application will be perfect.
Okay, get Sentry, go fix it. Too easy. Check them out at sentry.io. That's sentry.io. And make sure you use our code CHANGELOG and you'll get $100 off the team plan, which is super awesome. Again, use the code CHANGELOG, get $100 off the team plan, sentry.io.